This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Pinterest is the new darling of the social media world. Users, over 10 million of them, pin digital images that they like to their personalized site. Others can browse the images and comment. Pinterest has run into recent issues surrounding potential copyright infringement, and now a new problem has emerged. What should it do about a wave of thinspirational images on the site? Isabel Wilkinson has been covering the story for the Daily Beast, where she is a fashion and arts reporter. Isabel, thanks for joining us for Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So first, can you explain what a thinspirational image is?
Yeah, thinspiration is any kind of text or imagery that conveys to viewers the inspiration to be thinner. Hmm. So often that's images that promote anorexia or dieting or extreme fitness.
I've seen that Thinspo has actually become a really popular search item.
It's one of the top search items on Pinterest, actually. And basically, these are images that convey an inspiration to change your body and to look different. And they're often coupled with pretty extreme messages and pretty extreme photos. For example, one says, if it were easy, everyone would be thin. Mm. Or sweat is fat crying. They're pretty shocking, actually.
Some users defend these posts, though. You write about one who says she uses these images to motivate her to stay on her diet.
And that's really how thinspiration can be so dangerous. These are users who, you know, all over the world, who look at these images and really find a community online, a motivational place where they can find common interests with people who are also trying to diet. This one user that I found online opened up, and you know, it's a very anonymous platform, mm-hmm. and so she said, you know, I'm overweight, and these images really help me stick to my goals, and, you know, I'm really going to show the people who call me fat that I can prove them wrong.
Mm. A lot of the pins do come from fashion websites and blogs, and designers have been deflecting comments about stick-thin models for, you know, 20 years. Can we really expect that to change, you know, the fashion industry to suddenly think that thin is not so desirable?
You know, I don't think so. I think that the danger here is that those ideals are now translating into a social media community. And the fine line exists in that everything could technically be thinspiration, a fashion image, an art photo, even a fitness photo of a woman running. So there's a very fine line between what's explicitly thinspiration and what's a much more subtle form of messaging.
Well, however, Pinterest is drawing the line along with a couple of other social media sites. What are they doing?
Well, starting tomorrow, they're going to institute new policies that will protect users against self-harm. And so this change in regulation is geared in large part towards the outrage that these thinspirational images have caused. What they're going to do is rely on self-regulation. So users will be trusted to report each other, and when they see examples of these pretty extreme thinspirational images, they'll report them to Pinterest, and then Pinterest will have some sort of internal mechanism for weeding out these kinds of harmful images.
So Facebook and Tumblr already have similar policies in place. Is it working for them?
It's working for them, and you know, of course, all of these policies are steps in the right direction, but they're never going to be completely, you know, instituted across the board, because the reality is that thinspirational images are everywhere. And if these sites started to ban all pictures of thin women in all different kinds of ways, there'd be a serious freedom of expression mm-hmm. Issue. Mm-hmm. On everyone's hands, but Pinterest is following suit and is taking the example of Facebook and Tumblr and is trying to crack down on these images.
I imagine it's going to drive away some of the users. They might just pick up and, you know, set up their own thinspirational site.
That's definitely a concern, and you know, I don't think people are ever going to leave Pinterest in droves because of this. But it's definitely a concern of the eating disorder community that as these as these terms and images are cracked down on, that people who go to Pinterest for Thinspiration are now going to go even more underground. And the answer is that is really about injecting the site with healthy alternatives. So if people are searching for Thinspiration on Pinterest, they will probably in a few short weeks run into a public service announcement and find themselves directed towards sites that promote healthier body image.
Who's behind this campaign? I mean, did Pinterest come up with this on their own?
Well, in large part, it's NEDA, which is the National Eating Disorders Association. And they have worked with Tumblr and Facebook to regulate these new policies. And they are, I believe, going to work with Pinterest as well. Basically, what they're doing is they're helping these sites figure out which search terms are leading towards the most harmful of these images. So Thinspo is definitely a popular one, but there are countless more that I don't even know about that, you know, are highly trafficked in these sub-communities. And NEDA's job will be to help weed these out and then help put into place these systems of regulation and figure out a way with Pinterest to drive users towards healthy replacements. That's the big thing here, is that when you take away something, when you take away these harmful images, you have to replace them with healthy alternatives. And one example is a site called Proud to Be Me, which NEDA has launched, and it's entirely geared towards promoting positive body image. And I think what we're going to see in the next few months is Proud to Be Me and NEDA sprouting up where Thinspiration once was on Pinterest.
Well, Isabel, I really want to thank you for filling us in today.
Thanks for having me.
Isabel Wilkinson, fashion and arts reporter for The Daily Beast. You'll find a link to her article about Thinspirational images, some quite shocking, on Pinterest at wordofmouthradio.org.